I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The United Kingdom and Egyptian governments ask airlines to avoid Iranian and Lebanese airspace as Middle East tensions rise. The region remains on edge, awaiting Iran's promised retaliation for the Hamas and Hezbollah leaders killed last week. Hard for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
"We're praying that Iran just settles with a proxy response. But if Iran shells across the borders into Israel, the response from Israel and other nations is going to be huge."
Hard for Lebanon's team is committed to stay and shine the light of Christ as storm clouds of war gather in Lebanon. Visit us online to learn how you can help.
Resources are scarce. Food is limited because people are trying to store additional food supplies.
And in just 2 days, the 2024 Summer Olympic Games will have its grand finale with the closing ceremony in Paris. During the Olympics, Trans World Radio and Fair FM have been sharing the gospel through Christian athlete interviews. But the evangelistic efforts won't end there. Sissel with TWR says,
"We believe that the impact of Olympic Games is to be considered, of course, at national level, but also for its global impact."
TWR is thinking of ways to continue leveraging Olympic gospel content.
"Our partners in the countries where TWR is present, which is more than 80 countries, have teams on the ground who are in charge of doing the follow-ups with the listener and then propose additional content."
Pray for those watching or participating in the Olympics to gain the true prize of knowing Christ. Find your place in the story. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, where listeners are supported by people like you. Join us here or through our social media network. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.